Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, a community talk radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller, your host for today, along with co-host Otto Loos and Christina Liu, who's the radio show producer. We've been speaking with our guest, Kathleen Cameron. We're so grateful to have you and all this information. So welcome back. I think this is our last segment with you, and it flew by. So we were talking about, you know, making the home safe, being aware of your surroundings at all times. And, you know, if something doesn't look right, just like everything else, it probably isn't, you know, clearing those steps, nothing on the steps. I mean, it's, you put things on the steps. I do too. And then I remember, no, I don't want anything on the step, because like Otto was saying, you know, at any age, I mean, we're all aging, right? Even if we're in our 20s, theoretically we're all aging, but it's good habit and, you know, good planning to, you know, look around and see the things that are, you know, that are dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great segue to the last tip on preventing a fall, our sixth step to preventing a fall. And that is, you know, talking with family members and friends and soliciting, you know, help and support. And it sounds like that's something that Project Independence has top of mind in the way you described the little black book earlier in the program. You know, I think we all have friends and family members who want to help. Many older adults don't like to ask for help. But when it comes to, you know, something as important as preventing a fall, which really does significantly impact ongoing independence, getting help from family and friends is key. And I know, you know, we all, you know, great example is we all kind of collect so much as we go through the year, and as we get older, we might have, you know, piles of things in our homes, but getting help to kind of clear that clutter away is really important as a falls prevention strategy, particularly as you mentioned on steps, but on pathways, you know, that are frequently taken throughout the day.
We talk about things like just changing a light bulb could be a very dangerous proposition.
Yes.
You get up on a little step stool or whatever.
Yep.
And maybe you shouldn't be doing that.
Ask a grandchild or, you know, a neighbor to come in and change that light bulb. Yeah.
We have found that people want to help. Like, you know, so if somebody kind of asked me, I mean, I should be a little bit maybe more aware of my neighbors and maybe their aging and offer something. But, you know, sometimes I just don't see. But if somebody had asked me, hey, you know, I see you go to the store on Thursdays, you know, would you mind picking something up for me? I would love to. I mean, I would be happy to do it. But I think, you know, we need to be aware of people that may not be getting out as they used to. And, you know, people who are at home, we do want to help, you know, like seniors who can't get out. I mean, you know, people do want to help. I mean, there's a very quick story when I first started with Project Independence, and there was a elderly man, he was actually in his 90s, lived in Great Neck Plaza, and he had recently become widowed. And at the same time, he drove up to that point, couldn't drive anymore. And he became very isolated, used to be very outgoing, a big member on all the boards and everything going on. And he just collapsed. He didn't know what to do because he used to take care of his wife, his family, himself, and went from that to not being able to do it. And, you know, he finally just called a neighbor and asked the neighbor, you know, if you're going to the market, would you mind getting me this? And I'm like, sure, of course. And then someone else, you know, heard the neighbor told them that, you know, hey, Joe needs help. And she's like, oh, sure. So he knocked on the door. It went from him not being able, like losing weight, being depressed, to turning people down. Listen, my fridge is full. I don't need anything, but thank you so much. So that was kind of you know, what happened. And that is people are, you know, in your community and would probably like to help, but no, you know, they just don't want to ask. Like you said before, you know, Kathleen, that exactly. Generation, they don't want to ask for help, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And I would love to share a story of my dad, who died from complications from a fall back in January. He was not a frequent faller. He was in assisted living, and in January he had a fall, and he didn't tell anybody about it. I mean, I work in falls prevention. He never mentioned it to me, and you know, because he wasn't injured outwardly. He was fine, but he hit his head. And he was on a blood thinner, and he had a brain bleed. And then a few weeks later, he had another fall, and the same thing happened, and he died from a subdural hematoma, which you may have heard of. But so the message of this story is, you know, if you do fall, report it right away, because you may not know that you have an injury. As my dad, you know, felt that he was perfectly fine. And, you know, it's really important, particularly if you are on medications like Coumadin, which thins the blood, which can increase the risk of that brain bleed and could lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another
sharing
an issue that we
so
need.
So very sorry to hear
that.
That
had to be very difficult to be blunt about it for you, because
it was very difficult.
Yeah, of how you'd make your living, basically, and what you talk about. It's got to be a little frustrating, I would think. But anyhow, we empathize.
But I hope your listeners will understand, again, the importance of reporting those falls. And you know, if you need to call EMS, you know, emergency medical, that's okay. That's what they're there for. And more EMS providers are serving as great falls prevention resources, and they can help connect older adults, particularly those who are frequent fallers, to programs in the community.
You know, I would have to ask, did the assisted living place know that he had fallen, and had they done anything?
I think they would have. They definitely.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it's important for not just us individuals, but organizations to make sure that if somebody does fall, they don't take for granted that nothing happened.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, you know, one of the things you were talking about before, too, is so many symptoms, you know, when you were talking about people that were taking Xanax and, you know, and then also like your father's fall, so many things are masked and could be different. That's why it's so important. Like you can mask some pain that you have an illness for if you're taking a Xanax, you know, and that was another avenue. And also, you know, with your father, my father actually had a subdural hematoma too, but he did. So he made it, he was much younger. And the symptoms he had, he just had a headache. You know, so he just thought it was a headache. So, but it was after a trauma. My father was actually a boxer, and he was sparring at an older age.
Wow.
He was like 65 or 66, and he got hit in the head, and he doesn't remember. He had his, like, you know, protection on and everything, but doesn't remember the whole thing, what happened, and then was fine, felt fine. And, you know, came home and just started having a little headache. It didn't go away. And he started even getting like a shuffling gait a little bit. And then finally, you know, we took him to the hospital. We said, something's going on. And, yeah. You know, we didn't relate it to that punch because he did okay. So that's why it is so important. Like what happened to your father, you know, he might've got up and thought to himself, oh, I'm fine. But that little headache, you know, that little, you don't connect those symptoms. Mm-hmm. So it's so important.
My mother had the same problem.
Yeah.
And it indicated it looked like she had a stroke, but
right.
She didn't. But, you know, but she was older. She was in the 90s. So she was fortunate.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, prevention is so important too.
Yeah, and one other item I just want to mention as well. We have a tool on our website called the Falls Free Checkup, and it's a simple 12-question falls screen that anyone can take, and we advise people to take it, you know, at least on an annual basis. And I'd love it if maybe on your website you could put the link to it. I'll send it to Christina. But people can fill out the answer the 12 questions, and then we'll follow up with information for them that will be sent to them by email if they provide their email address.
You know, we always like to emphasize the positive on this show. So
Yes. One
of the things that I read about you was the expression of gratitude. And I think that's a topic that might be a positive ending to what's been a very informative segment. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yes. No, at NCOA, we definitely advocate for gratitude. We have a program called the Aging Mastery Program, and maybe we can talk about it on another segment with you. But a key part of that program is how important the expression of gratitude is. And there are health benefits from expressing gratitude, improvements in heart health and mental health, for example. We really advocate for people to journal and write down what they're grateful for every day, and also express verbally gratitude to their loved ones, their family members, and their friends. It can really lift spirits by thinking about, you know, what's happened during your day that you're grateful for. And it may be little things, but that have made a significant difference in the day. So I would love, something I do is I write down at the end of the day, I have a notebook by my bedside, and I write down what I'm grateful for. And it does, it helps us think about what's happened during the day. It might've been a difficult day, but there may have been a nugget of hope and gratefulness during the day.
You know, I think a lot of us feel inwardly a lot of gratitude for a lot of things, but don't always express it externally, if you will, either in written or verbal fashion. And maybe we just feel awkward or uncomfortable doing that. But if you ask yourself why, I don't know the answer to that. I think it's something that this is a golden nugget, as Christina Liu likes to make it, to keep in mind, you know, expressing gratitude. And the word expressing gratitude, as opposed to just internalizing the gratitude, share it with others, and frankly, share it with yourself.
Yes, yeah. I think part of it is apprehension about being vulnerable, you know, having and expressing that to other people. But I think after the year and a half that we've been through, I think everyone needs to show gratitude to those who have been important in their life during this very challenging time. So I loved, thank you for bringing that up, Otto.
Yeah. Well, as I say, we love going with the positive outlook on things. It's not always, we're not like walking around with in la-la land here. It's not always perfect. It can be very difficult. But
what
on
a great
the other
way
hand,
to come. Adam, sorry, but we have to go to break. We are grateful, Catherine, that you came on. Kathleen, I'm sorry. It was really a wealth of information, and I'm sure we'll have you back. You've been listening to Project Independence in You at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.